Well, as Doc Cans joins us from jasoncans.com, your son Ian and my wife Peggy both share January 24th as a birthday. So birthday celebrations yesterday, huh?
That's true, yes. It was. It's amazing to me that my son is 15. But it was fun. We had my daughter Grace and her husband John over yesterday for dinner. Ian wanted KFC last night, and I think he's regretting that this morning because okay. I think he ate too much of it.
Okay.
But we played apples to apples last night, and so that was a lot of fun. It was just good to celebrate him and just be together. So,
you know what?
Did you do anything fun?
Let me start. He's a great young man. I mean, I haven't seen him as much lately here during COVID, but I mean, he's musically talented. He's had some wonderful poetry, some of the best poems I've... I mean, I know you share a good amount of that, even on Facebook. If people... by now, I hope they're following you on Facebook. Anyhow,
yeah.
Very gifted, creative, sensitive, smart kid.
He is. That is absolutely true about him. And it's fun to watch that creative part come out.
Yeah.
And one of both of our favorite bands is the Grey Havens, which many of the listeners probably are not familiar with.
Right.
But I got him a set of the music for all of the songs that they've written, and so he was playing some of those last night, and it was just a lot of fun listening to that.
Huh.
But yeah.
Well, Peggy had a birthday yesterday, and
yep.
I think I've been with her for about half her life now. So we'll just leave it at that. People can try to figure things out. But anyhow, so she had said that, you know, she's like, oh, it can just kind of be low key or whatever. And it mostly was, I guess, in terms of she had birthday, you know, happy birthday sung to her twice at church in our interactive 9 o'clock hour and at the service. And I think they included Ian in that. And I don't know. He did give her. I mean, she likes coffee, and let's see, raspberry chocolate truffle is her favorite. And we kind of say, okay, on week, and I make the coffee, and so it's like on weekends we have that. So I got her both that a bag of that ground as well as beans of that. So it should last like that should carry us forward a little while. And if I load up on some more for Valentine's Day, we'll keep that going because you don't want to run out on the weekends. So anyhow,
that's true. That's true.
But she did get a Mother Teresa book, too, and she's a big fan. And yet another Mother Teresa book. There's so many. I think after Jesus and Abe Lincoln, the person with the third most books about him must be Mother Teresa. So, anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've learned a lot about Mother Teresa, even just listening to Peggy talk. So, that's true.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's cool to be able to celebrate people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're gonna probably continue it today in the sense we didn't like have a complete family, but we like to get together and then have everybody go around and say what you appreciate about the person. So hopefully we'll get that done tonight. But hey, you have been touting The Chosen, and there's 8 episodes of this, and it's Dallas Jenkins, right? Jerry Jenkins' son,
right,
who is like the creative force behind it. And so we watched the first episode finally last night.
Awesome. What did you think?
So, you know, well, the thing was, I think we kept waiting for Jesus to come. So if you watch the first episode, hang in there. Obviously, it's about Jesus. He will come, just not till near the end of that first episode. So,
right. Yeah, I thought the same thing when I watched the first episode. And I was like, okay, I thought this show was about him.
Right.
so I definitely resonate with what you're saying. But, it's... He shows up more in later episodes.
Have you watched
I think
all
there's
8?
So much ground setting. But
have you watched all 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've debated going back and watching them again. I would say 1 is probably actually my least favorite episode of all of them. So.
Yeah, and it's got the least of Jesus, but it kind of lays the foundation. And my wife had said, she'd said, what was it that drew people from this to keep going? And I said, well, I think you kind of figure you're going to need a lot more of Jesus from this point forward. So.
Yeah, you know, and I've said, for me, the Jesus in this show is so attractive. And I don't mean physically stunning. I mean, he's somebody I want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you see that more and more as the shows go forward.
Good. Yeah, I look forward to that. I feel more spiritual saying I watched The Chosen than Blacklist. So there you go. All right.
That's awesome.
I love you, man. Take care. And
talk to you
later. Bye-bye. You know, there was a time where we just talked about Make Us Laugh Monday, and we'd play a little clip from a stand-up comedian. But, boy, for the last year and a half now, coming up on 2 years probably eventually in the summer, we've been talking to Drew Fralick. So you've gotten to know him some just Mondays. He's a counselor, comedian, bright guy. But I'm kind of playing the Leave It to Beaver music here because I'm going to leave it to Michigan. Drew, good morning.
Good morning.
I think it's the Lions have never been to the Super Bowl. They're one of four teams. They have won playoff victory like in a bunch of years. And yet They made the most news, the most playing of any audio of any of the three new coaches that had their news conferences on Thursday with Dan Campbell, the new head coach for the Lions.
Yeah.
So
it's fantastic.
It is.
And, so and we're going to be on Hard Knocks this year too. You know, I don't know if you know that TV.
I did not. But, oh, really? Oh, you did.
We're going to be on Hard Knocks. Yeah, that'll be great TV.
All right. Well, here we go. This is for those who haven't heard it. Sports fans may have. Here we go. Dan Campbell, meet him.
Here's what I do know, is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city. All right, and the city's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right, it's found a way to overcome adversity. All right, and so this team's going to be built on. We're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right, and we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap. And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
All right. So, Drew, your reaction.
I mean, it's fantastic. It's Mark, it's fantastic. It's, you know, it's like we hired Stone Cold Steve Austin to be our head football coach. You know, like, this guy is going to be much more, like, you're going to have to, like, imagine, you can almost picture him, like, jumping off the turnbuckle.
I know it.
And, like, body slamming a news reporter.
Right.
For, like, some question he doesn't like. What is the kneecap thing? What is that about? Like, so now this guy's the Tonya Harding of NFL football coaches. Like,
I know.
Every other team. If we can't win, we'll hit him in the kneecap, take a hunk out of him, you know? Like, it's like, coach, do you have a plan to win the game? No, I don't. But the brawl in the parking lot afterwards with a 2x4 with a nail sticking out of the end of it, I'm prepared for that. Like, we're ready to go. It's like, you know, we're going to take on the identity of the city. Which, you know, as a counselor, I'm thrilled that people are thrilled about this. Because, side note, I do anger management at my clinic, and people are excited. This tells me business is going to be very good for the next year. There's a lot of angry people out there that want to take hunks out of people. So I'm thrilled in every way. This guy is a comedy goldmine.
Clearly the message was, we need to toughen up, that this is a tough city. Detroit's been, you know, Motor City's been knocked down, but it's kind of trying to rise up, but... What was the reaction from the people in Detroit?
I think people are thrilled. You know, a lot of people are very cynical like me. They're like, just show us the wins, you know?
Yeah.
We did need to toughen up. I mean, look at, like, Matt Patricia. He was, like, the epitome of not toughness, you know? This guy looked like he should have been playing World of Warcraft or something.
Really? Now, I want to say, I thought he was tough, and, in fact, I thought it was some of his players felt like he was too mean to them.
He was mean. He wasn't tough.
Okay.
He was mean. He would like, you know, call them names and stuff. But I don't think he was tough.
Okay.
He looked like he should be on, like, a chat room or something with his buddies playing Call of Duty or something.
I'm confusing.
With the beard and the moo-moo and everything.
You know? I'm confusing. You're the counselor, so I'm confusing. I'm bringing mean into tough and calling mean tough, and that's my mistake, apparently. So.
Well, Dan Campbell, he's probably a nice guy, but he may also, you know, beat you with a tire iron if you don't complete a pass, you know. Notice Matthew Stafford gave up. He's like,
yeah,
this guy's gonna yell at me. I'm done. I'm out of here.
He did say, I'm
kinda like, he's gonna furrow his
I'm 32. I'd like to be traded somewhere else, and there'll be a lot of teams that interested in him. Well, Drew, prior to that there hadn't been a lot of talk about biting kneecaps, but now apparently that's come up. Any talk of possibly Mike Tyson coming in as a motivational speaker then?
That's great. He could. We could have Mike bite your ear off.
Yeah.
Dan will knock your teeth out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
all right.
That's
well,
like that's we'll be in the octagon.
I think the Packers learned yesterday. Tough. Definitely. That was a tough hit on Aaron Jones. Hey, thank you, Drew. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Well, lots going on over the weekend. I was able to see my younger brother, actually, in St. Cloud, Minnesota, Havo. So, yeah,
cool.
some wind and blowing snow driving back, but it was nice to see him. We hadn't been out to his house for quite a while, so the kids actually remembered it, and we're tromping all around his house, and he's a bachelor, so
yeah.
I think he kind of enjoyed having a few little ones around for a little bit. So, yeah, that was nice to see him, and, yes, got my snowblower out for the first time this year on Sunday morning. Well, I think we had a little over 3 inches of fluffy snow, so that's always kind of fun to.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge winter guy, but seeing big snow plumes floating 30, 40 feet away from the house is kind of fun with the snowblower.
They had upped it to 7 inches Saturday, so you know we got the low end, like you say, around
three. Yeah, and then I mean I'm not gonna lie, I'm really bummed the way that Packers game ended. I mean it's. It was a really big bummer, but got to watch at least the final game of the season with my family. And so, you know what? It's a new day.
That's
sun
right.
Still rose today.
That's right. And you're not alone in that. A lot of us, and we threw it out, if there's a song that can help lift your spirits, I see John, PCD John's got one. He's asking for with you, shouted at the TV during a lot of that game, up and down, roller coaster ride, and... Buccaneers and the Chiefs coming up in the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, somebody in our family, we had a snowy fender bender on Saturday night with the snow after 9 o'clock. So that was kind of a rough one for, you know, a family member and then the family in general kind of dealing with that. But everybody's okay. And the other guy's vehicle got worse than ours. And so thankful for insurance.
Yes.
And jobs that help you pay for the increases that come. Meanwhile, also watch the first of the 8 episodes of The Chosen, and I've heard from so many of our listeners, probably Cody as much as any, but lots of other folks, our buddy Jason in the morning, talking about The Chosen. And so the first... Now, the thing is, if you're looking for Jesus, he doesn't come till near the end of episode 1, but he does eventually get there, and looking forward to the subsequent 7 episodes. So that's some of our weekend. All right, it is a Make Us Laugh Monday, and a lot of us huge Packer fans kind of down about the game, so anything to kind of help raise the spirits a little bit today, and hopefully some jokes will do that. So we got about 8 of them for you. Caleb, start us off.
All right, I caught my son chewing the other day on electrical cords, so I had to ground him. He's now doing better and conducting himself properly.
Okay. It's funny you should start with that because my first joke is about electricity as well.
Okay,
we didn't
shocking.
Plan this. Yes. Okay, you're almost taking my material. People are usually shocked, Caleb, when they learn I'm not a good electrician.
Oh. Here's another one that's a little bit of a groaner. How about what's red and bad for your teeth?
Gum.
A brick.
Okay. Yes, look out for that. Hey, people also are usually shocked when they learn I have a police record, but I enjoy their greatest hits.
Oh, man.
Hey, I was in line at the grocery store the other day, and the lady in front of me holds up an item and asks the cashier, "Excuse me, is this gluten-free?" And he shakes his head and says, "No, ma'am, you have to pay for it."
You'd like it to be free. Hey, why does the Norwegian Navy have barcodes on their ships, Caleb?
I don't know.
So when they return to port, they can scan the Navy in.
That's my favorite one of yours so far. All right. And then my last one here today, Halvo. Have you heard about corduroy pillows?
No.
Because they're making headlines.
Oh, man.
All right. That's all I've got.
Finally, Bernie did more by looking cold to bring the USA together than anyone else in the last 4 years. And in fact, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is turning his viral meme into meals. I mean, it's been everywhere the last week.
Everybody
and
did
after
it.
A photo of him at the inauguration serving as inspiration for countless social media memes, his campaign store is selling sweatshirts featuring the image. All the proceeds from the sweatshirt sales going to Meals on Wheels in Vermont. So there you go.
All the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
We still do, even when they break our hearts.
Lifelong fan.
That doesn't change.
Neither of us fans as long as 85-year-old Fritzy Neitzel. Yes, Fritzy Neitzel has never missed a playoff game at Lambeau Field.
Mm.
And she thought her streak was going to come to an end yesterday until a couple of charitable brothers heard her story. She actually went to her first Packers game with her dad way back in October of 1945 when she was 10.
Wow.
As a longtime season ticket holder, her family tried buying seats for the NFC title game yesterday when they went on sale last Wednesday. They were unsuccessful, and that's when Neitzel heard about the Spirit of Wisconsin Booster Club led by Steve and Neil Ewing. Organized a few years back, the club actually has been asking folks to send the Ewings their most compelling stories and explain why they're deserving the chance to go to playoff games. Well, the 85-year-old Francie was the recipient of a couple of tickets for Sunday's game. But because of the COVID restrictions, the Packers had said all the tickets on cell phones were non-transferable with no exceptions. So Steve Ewing, he drives from Milwaukee to Green Bay Saturday to hand off the phone with the tickets to Francie. So, Fritzy, rather.
That's pretty cool. And again, just helping a lifelong Packers fan get there. And again, a great atmosphere yesterday. The fans were great.
Everybody was saying the fans made a lot more noise than 9,000.
I know, banging on those aluminum bleachers. So not the result we wanted, but still quite the season.
It was quite a season.
Too, so
people are being hard on Matt LaFleur about the decision. And I think I thought I saw a headline where he kind of regrets it. And he's like, whenever you get hindsight's always 20/20. And he explained it. But the fact is, how about his first two seasons as the coach? I mean, pretty impressive.
I think we're in pretty good hands.
Yeah.
I think we are. So, just takes a little bit of Monday melancholy for this one for me.
So, here's a headline. COVID-19 sniffing dogs coming to Miami Heat games. A group of dogs getting ready to help basketball fans attend games in Florida. Starting this week, the Heat using coronavirus sniffing dogs to screen fans as they enter American Airlines Arena. The team's website
Welcome.
Says
people, thanks for joining us tonight.
As well as their party will not be allowed in the area if a dog flags them. This calls to mind a story for me.
It's okay.
June of 2018, I'm in the airport in Brussels. And so you wait, you call you go through, and I think I got selected out to be checked. And
were you acting suspicious?
No. I mean, just kind of randomly.
Of course.
But like the suitcase we had, they had concerns about. We had to empty the whole thing.
Sure.
It finally reached a point, the one and only time in my life, where they had a drug-sniffing dog come. And it wasn't necessarily, thank you, just proper time to the growl. But like he completely checked, for whatever reason, I know what it was. They had a new testing machine that was flagging the suitcase.
Oh, okay.
So everything's emptied out of it. They don't see anything. And then the dog has, we had to pass the drug sniffing dog test. And he gave me the go ahead. Otherwise, I don't know if I'd have been flying home with the family. So that is unsettling, I got to tell you.
Here's the thing, as friendly and wonderful and kind as dogs can be, man's best friend and all that too, I have to say, I mean, some of those canine units and stuff, incredibly well trained dogs. And like, they will take you down. If you were, if you were committing a crime.
Yeah.
Same thing with the drug sniffing dogs too, as well. It's like, man, dogs are they can be very friendly and loving, or they can be really scary.
So in the whole dog-cat discussion, which is better, like, do cats ever help out law enforcement?
Maybe help them feel better about life when they come home and curl up and relax from the day.
Okay,
but
there you go.
I don't know. I'm trying to say something nice.
Yes, all right.
My baby girl loves cats, but she loves dogs too, so we're going to stick with that.